Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. And we have your brother on, who's part of your band?
Yep.
Okay. And what's the brother's name?
Colby.
Colby. Okay. And what part do you play in the band, Colby?
Lead guitar.
Lead guitar. Okay. How many are in the band?
There's six of us.
Six of you. Okay.
Yeah, including
Rebecca and Rebecca Page. And you're a Canadian country artist. And you're from Eastern Ontario or Western?
Eastern.
Okay. What part of Ontario?
I am by Ottawa. So.
Okay. Okay, Ottawa. Now, let's talk a little bit about, we'll go into your biography a little bit about how you got started singing, and after that we'll talk about your song Ripples on the Water. So, from what I read, you entered a talent contest at the age of 12 in school?
Yes, that's how I first started singing. I went in the talent show, and I sang Leanne Rimes' song Blue.
Okay.
And then that was the first time I sang in public, and then I just started singing from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you started singing out a little bit at different parties or festivals?
Yeah, I started singing in talent shows and whenever I could, pretty much, and then the year after that, and years to continue after that, I got a band, and then we started doing fairs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Were you always interested in country?
Well, when I like a big variety of genres,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't, I just, when I started singing Blue with Leanne Rimes, that after that I just continued singing country.
Okay, and you went into kind of pop, or?
Yeah, I did. Well, I had a karaoke machine when I started singing, so I had a bunch of different genres on there, so I sang a little bit of pop, too.
Oh, that's good practice.
Yeah.
Good. And definitely support from your family, Colby, in the band. And when did you join the band, Colby?
I think she started singing, by herself around the fair circuit, and then they had a band behind her of much older seasoned musicians. I think about it, it was a year and a half later when she started.
Okay, and you're only 19 right now, Rebecca, so definitely
yeah.
A great career ahead of you.
Thank you.
Good. I read your musical influences. One of them is Emmylou Harris, and what are some of the others?
Well, I like the Dixie Chicks, too,
mm-hmm.
and Miranda Lambert. I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? I always get stumped on this question because I can never think of anyone at the moment.
Okay, you came out with your first CD in 2008, so that was 2 years ago, so you were about 17 at the time?
Yes.
Okay, and that was called Rebecca Page, and you're releasing another one in 2010, or have you released it yet?
We haven't started working on it yet. We're hoping to go in the studio either this fall or winter.
Mm-hmm.
Start production, and then hopefully we're looking to release it in the early winter or spring.
Oh, that sounds good. Where are you going to record the album?
The same place that we recorded the last one, at Audio Valley Studios.
Okay.
And that's in Ottawa.
In Ottawa. Okay, good. Now, you have a very special song out right now. It's on our playlist, Ripples on the Water. And it's a very, very touching, very nice, slow song. And there's a special story behind the song. Would you like to tell us about it, Rebecca?
Yes. I originally had that song on my CD.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided that we wanted to go back into the studio this year and improve it and do a different arrangement for it. So we did that. And then we released it to radio. And then we found out that Larry Wayne Clark, one of the writers on the song, had cancer.
Okay.
So we thought what we would do would be release the song and have all the proceeds that we'd make with iTunes go to his cause.
Oh, that's a great cause. That's very touching, too. Okay. Now, you're certainly no stranger to fundraising and different causes, because I've read that you've done some others, too, throughout the years?
Yes. I actually, now that I think about it, I sang at another, there was this girl who had cancer, and I
mm-hmm.
sang for a fundraiser for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think back to it, so
that's really nice that you can do that. That's really nice. It's certainly coming from a young person too. A lot of empathy there. Okay, now if I read correctly, if somebody downloads the song "Ripples on the Water" from iTunes, all the proceeds will go toward Larry and
yes,
his family.
Larry Wayne Clark.
Larry Wayne Clark and his family. All the proceeds will be going to them, because a lot of different expenses that people may not think of when somebody in the family does have cancer, transportation costs and different things like
yeah.
that. So there's definitely a need there. So how is the fundraiser going so far?
I am not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope well, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, certainly, hopefully getting the word out. So you go to iTunes, and you download the song there, Rebecca Page, R-E-B-E-K-K-A-P-A-I-G-E, and the song is called Ripples on the Water, and you reworked it. How did... What type of things did you rework in the song, Rebecca?
Well, when I did that song, we recorded originally in 2008, so we went back in this year, and just some of the lines, we rearranged them to better suit my voice, and I think I've developed since we did that first CD, so I just think overall, it sounds a lot better this time around.
Okay, great. Keith Glass helped you with recording?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's an ad also in the July issue of Country Music Magazine?
Yes.
Okay, and I guess that's on stands in different places?
I'm not sure. I think it gets sent out across Canada.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you've opened for a lot of impressive names, too. You've opened for Terry Clark and Emerson Drive. How was that experience?
All of them have been awesome. Emerson Drive was the first major act that I opened for, and it was unbelievable. It was so much fun, and the whole experience, definitely. It was awesome. And then other artists, like you said, Terry Clark, I opened for her last year, and that was a great time, too. And then...
J.D. Bixby.
Yeah, J.D. Bixby opened for him as well. And...
Crystal Shawanda.
Yes, Crystal Shawanda last year. This year we opened for Prairie Oyster, so Keith Glass is in that. So that was a good show for sure.
For sure, yeah, that's a big name too.
Yes, it was great.
Okay, and Colby, you follow your sister with the band wherever she goes to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, must be a great experience for you too, and great support for Rebecca too.
Yeah, you get to go out and see a lot of different places. It's nice seeing all the different festivals all across Ontario.
Good. So you do a lot of festivals and fairs and different things across Ontario, or do you go out from Ontario?
So far, we haven't left Ontario tour-wise, so we were talking about an Eastern tour possibly in the future.
Oh, that would be great. Good. Now, I've read that one of your goals, Rebecca, is to write your own songs?
Yes. For my next CD, I want to I'm aiming to have a lot of the songs written by just myself or co-write on a lot of them. So that's definitely a goal I'm aiming for.
Good. Are you planning to help her to write some of the songs?
I think I'll just, I don't know, it depends if she wants some help.
Okay. Let's see, you were at the Country Music Association Showcase, and you were interviewed by Casey Clark for the Top 20 Countdown. That was in 2008?
Yes, I believe so. I get all confused with my dates, but...
Yeah, you must. You're doing a lot of things.
Yeah. Hard to keep track of everything I do sometimes.
So that must have been a lot of fun too, and a lot of good experiences.
That was definitely a new experience. I hadn't done a TV interview. I hadn't done one like that before. And Casey Clark, he's just known across the country, so it was nerve wracking for sure.
Are you planning to hit Nashville anytime? Or
I was down in Nashville. Well, I've been down twice this year already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first time I went down, I co-wrote with Crystal Shawanda on a song that I want to have on the next CD. And then the next time that I went down was just in June, and we went down for fanfare. It was a great experience.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Good. And the band travels with you?
The band didn't come down with me either time, but hopefully in the future we will all go down as a band.
That's great, kid. Now, Ripples on the Water, it's a great tune. Getting a lot of airplay around Ontario, around your region, I would imagine?
I believe so. I don't keep track of that, but I hope so.
Now, somebody wants to download it. They go to iTunes, and I guess Rebecca Page, R-E-B-E-K-K-A-P-A-I-G-E, Ripples on the Water. Now, you have a website, too. You have a MySpace website. Would you like to give directions for that, Rebecca?
Yes, my website is rebecca.ca, R-E-B-E-K-K-A, and then you can find the link to my MySpace right on the website.
Okay, that's great. And I guess you can find a way to iTunes through that, too. And
yes, there's a link on my website for that as well.
That's great. Anything else special coming up in the near future?
I have some shows coming up, and the new CD, that's what I'm most looking forward to, is getting back in the studio and working on that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It takes a lot of dedication, too.
Yes, for sure, but it's worth it.
Is music your main priority now? Or are you going to school? Or
yes, I'm just focusing on music right now. I graduated high school last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my focus right now is just working on my music.
Good. So you started writing some of the songs, have you?
Yes, I have.
Good. That's going to be a lot of fun to hear your own songs, too. And we're looking forward to that, too.
Me, too.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Rebecca, and certainly your brother, Colby, too. And definitely keep in touch with us and let us know what's happening.
For sure. Thank you for having us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we wish you all the luck with your song Ripples on the Water and your music in general.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Here on CJMQ, up next, Rebecca Page, and the song is called Ripples on the Water.
It is what it is. Every life, little rain must fall. You give all you can't give. Storms coming in, such a mighty wind. Feeling pretty small. It's just ripples.